Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump expressing deep sympathy Tuesday night for the hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the unchecked coronavirus pandemic here in the country. A marked contrast from her husband, President Donald Trump, who often has dismissed the impact of the infectious disease and said it will disappear, or rather diminish the impact of the infectious disease, I should say. Speaking on the second night of the Republican National Convention, the First Lady extended her gratitude to healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19. The pandemic has killed more than 178,000 people here in the U.S., and infected more than 5.7 million others, with both figures the highest for any country across the globe. But President Trump's handling of the crisis has been uneven, threatening his reelection chances on November 3rd against Democrat Joe Biden, with him dismissing its danger early in the year and saying it would soon disappear. A video presented at the Republican National Convention showed President Trump presiding over a naturalization ceremony for new American citizens. The event was taped in recent days as Trump and his reelection campaign looked to find ways to present a softer image of the president to the American people. Mr. Trump has 10 weeks to make his case before Election Day, but the polls show Democrat Joe Biden leading by an average of 7.6 percentage points. This according to an aggregation of polls by the Real Clear Politics website. However, Biden's edge is a bit thinner in several key battleground states that could once again prove decisive in the election. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, with the VOA mobile.